For today's In Touch, I talked to Gina Bennett with the Kyoto Recruiters about their variety show coming up this weekend.
We are planning a show that honors all veterans, and we highlight veterans from the Kyoto area and surrounding areas. It starts out even as far back as the Civil War with a little vignette and some music, and then, of course, we go clear through to present day.
This is the Kyoto Recruiters. Is this a new group, or has this group been together for a while there in the city?
Well, actually, we have done some community shows. The people involved in the Recruiters are all graduates of Kyoto High School, and we've done some community shows like Bad Year for Tomatoes, and then a couple years ago we did Nonsense. So in keeping with the military theme, we just named ourselves the Recruiters for this show.
It's going to be right around Veterans Day. Was that the idea, to have that holiday and this production close together?
Certainly. It just seems like the appropriate time to be doing something like this.
Absolutely. And it's a smaller city. How many people will you be recognizing in this?
We've asked the folks to provide service photos of themselves or their loved ones, and currently we have around 276 photos that we'll be displaying, and then we are highlighting some stories of people that we've interviewed. So everyone's included, and then highlight some particular stories.
You mentioned that they'll be dating back to the Civil War. Will that be going up to current day conflicts?
Right, yes. We will be honoring those who are currently serving with this small presentation as well.
You mentioned a group of Kyoto High School graduates. How many people make up this recruiter group?
Well, let's see. There's five of us. Myself, Lynn Klein, Angie Horning Carr, Pam Siren Lures, and Michael McNerlin.
And where is this being held?
The show will be in the auditorium at Kyoto High School.
Let's go over show times.
The shows are Friday evening at 7:30, with the slide presentation beginning at 7 o'clock. On Sunday, the show begins at 2 o'clock, with the slide presentation starting at 1:30. And then on Monday evening, the show is again at 7:30, and the presentation at 7. And if folks are concerned about missing the slide presentation at the beginning of the show, we also are going to show that at the end in case someone happened to come late and miss it.
And going back to the show itself, it says that there'll be singing and stories. Will they be patriotic songs?
Yes, patriotic songs. We picked songs that depict the era.
Will it just be you five doing the singing?
No, we have a large number of people from the community that are making up a chorus, and then we've also got some high school students involved in the production as well as actors.
Well, very cool. So there will be little skits and stuff like that?
Right, little vignettes. There are some songs that we're going to depict with actors, and we also have some nice technology where we have a screen erected, and we're going to do some shadow work, and then, of course, with the slide presentation as well.
Very cool. The group of five that is spearheading this production, how important is it to you guys to recognize Veterans Day, not only, you know, on the holiday designated to that, but just throughout the year?
Well, our leader is Bill Holtman, and he's the one that is spearheading this and who really drives us. And Bill is a veteran himself. And then I believe all of us but one that are in the group of high school graduates that are working with Bill have parents who were veterans. And so we really have a vested interest in telling the story and paying tribute to those who gave so much for us.
Absolutely. Well, Gina, I appreciate all your time here. Anything you'd like to add about this?
The proceeds to the show will go towards a memorial in Kyoto honoring the veterans. So we're working towards that goal. So please come out and join us for a fun evening.
And can tickets be bought at the door?
Tickets can be bought at the door, or you can call the office at the high school and reserve a seat.
That was my conversation with Gina Bennett with the Kyoto Recruiters. I'm Nathan Swenson for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa.